This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Stay tuned for the next 4 minutes of practical insight and encouragement from the Bible for your daily walk with Christ. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
One of the great mysteries for the average person is how to know what God wants them to do with their lives. If that's the case with you, the next 4 minutes could change your life. This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, how to know the will of God. We were having a one-day conference at Glen Eyrie a couple years ago, and I received a phone call from an 87-year-old woman who said she wanted to come but needed a ride. I told her we would send someone around to get her, and she said, "Now the reason I want to come is your workshop on how to know the will of God. I've been a Christian since I was a little girl, and I've always wondered about that." After the phone call, I thought, what a tragedy. Here was a person who had been a Christian for 80 years, and she had never discovered how to know God's will for her life. Even worse, many Christians don't even know that God has a plan for their lives. But He has, and wants to reveal it to you. Let me illustrate this with a word of personal testimony. In the early 50s, Dawson Trotman, the founder of the Navigators, came to me and asked if I would like to represent this work in the eastern part of the U.S. God had, in fact, given me the desire to work with this group, and Dawson told me there were 7 places where I could be used. He suggested I pray about it and see if the Lord gave any direction. I took the matter before the Lord and prayed many hours. The Lord laid the city of Pittsburgh on my heart, so I went to Dawson and told him, and it was all arranged. After my arrival in Pittsburgh, I sought the Lord as to how to begin the ministry. I spent 3 weeks alone with God, praying and reading the Bible. One day I was reading in 1 Samuel 14, and the Lord gave me the clearest guidance I have ever had in my life. It was unmistakable, point by point, step by step. It became clear that the university was the main focal point, especially the approach of presenting the gospel in the fraternity houses that surrounded the campus. Shortly after that, Dr. Bill Bright of Campus Crusade for Christ came to the city. The Navigators had loaned me to Crusade to help get their work started in that area. I knew that Bill had been mightily used of God on the West Coast, and I was full of questions. He answered my questions and taught me by example. The counsel I received from him was invaluable, and has proven so to this day. I had learned the value of counsel during 2 years prior to this when I was running youth rallies in Washington, D.C. I knew nothing about running a rally, but fortunately, Dr. Walter Smith of the Billy Graham Association had his office near mine, and in answer to my questions, he led me step by step through many a serious difficulty. Walt was a lifesaver. Well, after we'd been in Pittsburgh for a year, through a series of circumstances, the Lord began to open doors to spread the gospel to other universities, Penn State, University of Indiana, University of Maryland, and so on. In reflection, I could see the means He had used: prayer, the Word, godly counsel, and circumstances. And so it is today. He uses these same things to show me His way. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path." May God bless you as you walk with Him in His will.
The Bible is a treasure chest of God's promises for us today. To help you discover and claim those promises, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. To receive your free copy, write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Join us on Daily Discipleship